KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the boys' state basketball tournament got underway yesterday with a half dozen games in Des Moines. In Class 1A action yesterday, top seed North Lynn, an easy winner over South Winneshiek, 77-52. Fourth seeded Martinsdale St. Mary's, an overtime winner over Easton Valley, 51-45. It was seventh seeded Montezuma, upending number two seed Lake Mills in overtime, 64-61, while third seeded Grandview Christian beat Remsen St. Mary's, 54-49 in first round play. A couple of 2A games last night, also at the tourney. Top seed Boyden Hall, a winner over South Central Calhoun, 74-49, while fourth seeded Applington Parkersburg disposed of Van Meter, 68-41. Six more games on the slate for today. It'll start with the other two 2A quarterfinals. At 10 this morning, third-seeded Des Moines Christian will face Beckman Catholic, and then that'll be followed at noon by number two-seed Western Christian facing Comanche. The 3A quarterfinals will round out the rest of today's action. At 2 o'clock, top-seeded Ballard will face off against Clear Lake. At 4 o'clock, it's fourth-seeded Dallas Center Grimes battling Davenport Assumption. At 6 tonight, number 3 seed Western Dubuque will play Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the evening will conclude at 8 o'clock tonight with the tip of number 2 seed Pella facing off against Monticello. Again, all those games in Des Moines with action continuing throughout the week. Well, a lot of substate, all districts, all conference honors being handed out this time of the year. Here's a look at the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association Boys All-Substate Honors. In Class 1A and Substate 7, among the honorees, Leighton Nelson, Ethan Alfers, each of Tri-Center, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley, Grady Jepson of Riverside, and Mason Krause of East Mills. Chad Harder of Tri-Center was the coach of the year in that substate. In Substate 8 and 1A, Sam Rallis of St. Albert, Sage Evans of West Harrison, Lane Pryor of Woodbine, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, and Gavin Reinecke of Boyer Valley were all named to the All-Substate squad. Coach of the Year was Rowdy Evans of West Harrison. In Class 2A, Substate 8, Sid Schaff of Trainer, Raiden Groby of AHSTW, Tim Zimmerman of Trainer, Braden Lund of AHSTW, Eli Kading of ACGC, and Kyle Sternberg of AHSTW were the All-Substate picks. Coach of the Year honors went to Scott Rucker of Trainer and G.G. Harris of AHSTW. In Class 3A, Substate 8, Ryan Bloom of Glenwood, Skylar Handlos of Atlantic, and Connor Frame of Harlan, along with Colby Berg of Creston, were all substate picks. And the all substate selections from Class 4A included three from Abraham Lincoln, Josh Dix, Jamison Gruber, and Noah Sanbothy, while Jason Isaacson of AL was the coach of the year in that substate. Now, the Rolling Valley Conference announced its all-conference girls basketball selections for the year. Among the first team picks were Macy Emgarten, Quinn Grubbs, and Molly Rasmussen, all of Exira EHK, who led their team to the semifinal round of the girls' state basketball tournament. Also, Cam's Eva Stephenson, Danielle Hoyle of Peyton Sherdan, Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston, Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley, and Jaden Smith of Arweva make up the rest of the first team selections. Among the second team picks, Shea Burmeister of Exira EHK, Zoe Baylor of Cam, Tessa Steimel of Peyton Sherdan, Alyssa Schaefer of Woodbine, Alexa Steinkuhler of Woodbine, Leah Cooper of Boyer Valley, Bryn Bass of Coon Rapids Bayard, and Haley Cook of West Harrison. All were second team selections. The Iowa Basketball Coaches Association Girls All-Region Honors been announced as well. In Class 1A and Region 2, among the selections, Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon, Eva Stephenson of Cam, and J.C. Christensen of Audubon. Joe Woolham of Cam was named the coach of the year in that region. In Region 4, Allie Petrie of St. Albert, Izzy Weldon of Fremont Mills, McKenna Shepherd of St. Albert, and Avery Dowling of Sydney were all region. In Region 8, Macy Emgarten of Exira EHK, Quinn Grubbs of Exira EHK, TJ Stokes of Lennox, Jenna Stevens of Stanton, Cassidy Nelson of Lennox, and Molly Rasmussen of Exira EHK were all presented all region honors. The coach of the year in that region, Tom Peterson of Exira EHK. In Class 2A, Region 5, Maddox DeVault of Nottoway Valley, Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, Claire Denning of AHSTW, Alexa Ehrenholz of IKM Manning, Lindsay Davis of Nottoway Valley, and Claire Harris of AHSTW, all were given all-region honors. The coach of the year in that region is Brian Eisbach of Nottoway Valley. In Region 8, Kendra Cuck of Underwood was an all-region selection, and her coach, Jasmine Flynn, was the coach of the year. In Class 3A, Region 1, Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic, Peyton Beckman of Panorama, and Ava Wolf of Shenandoah were all region selections. And Class 4A in Region 1, Ellie Scarborough of Glenwood, Jenna Hopp of Glenwood, Madison Camden of Glenwood, and Kennedy Lyon of Carroll were all region picks. Brian Rasmussen of Glenwood was the coach of the year in that region. In Region 3, Kelsey Fields and Sam Dunphy of Creston both were all region. And in Region 8, Denison's Paige Anderson and Hannah Neiman and Harlan's Claire Schmitz were all region. Zach Clausen of Harlan was the coach of the year in that region. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark has been named the Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Year, as voted on by the coaches and the media. Clark also earned unanimous first-team All-Big Ten honors by both groups and was unanimously selected to the All-Freshman team. Junior Monica Sinano and also earned first-team All-Big Ten accolades from the coaches and the media. Clark, a native of West Des Moines, is the sixth Hawkeye in program history to be named Big Ten Freshman of the Year and the first since Jamie Printy in 2010. She's the first Hawkeye freshman to earn first-team All-Big Ten honors. In 19 conference games this year, Clark averaged nearly 28 points, 7 assists, and 4 three-pointers, and shot nearly 49% from the field, registering double figures in all but one of Iowa's Big Ten games, including 9 30-point games and 8 additional 20-point games. Clark leads the nation in total points per game, three-pointers made, and three-pointers per game, and ranks second in total assists, field goals made, three-pointers attempted, and triple-doubles, and ranks fourth in assists per game and field goal attempts. For Sinano, she has the second All-Big Ten honor of her career. In 19 conference games, she averaged nearly 18 points, six rebounds, and shot a Big Ten best 64.7% from the floor. The Hawkeyes will open up the 2020 Big Ten tournament tomorrow. They'll face Purdue, and we'll have that game tomorrow evening here on KJAN. Northern Iowa basketball coach Ben Jacobson says it was a mistake to cancel Friday's Missouri Valley Conference tournament quarterfinal round game against Drake.
It's tough. The game should have been played. With everything that I know now, the game should have been played. And there's no two ways around it.
A UNI player tested positive for COVID after Thursday night's opening round win against Illinois State, but the test came back negative Friday morning after it was run again.
There should have been one more step. Like, this is the only conference tournament that we get to play. So to end it right there and say that's it should not have been their list of protocols for the city of St. Louis, for our league, like whoever set that up, whatever conversations they had, that shouldn't have been the end. The next step should be, okay, let's test them again.
Jacobson says there should have been another test administered to determine if it was a false positive. The Missouri Valley says City of St. Louis protocols were followed in the decision to cancel the game, and they overruled conference protocols. Jacobson says he's even more upset with the decision today than he was on Friday.
I was hoping by today I'd have some information that would make more sense, but I don't have any. Everything I've got is that game should have been played. And whoever was on the call, City of St. Louis, Valley, administration from both schools, like whoever was on that call, they made a huge mistake. Anyone who advocated for not playing the game made a huge mistake.
Drake moved all the way to the championship game after picking up that forfeit win over UNI. As they were moved into the next round, Drake was beaten in the title game by Loyola of Chicago. The Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team earned an at-large bid into the 2021 NCAA Central Region Tournament set for March 13th through the 16th in Aberdeen, South Dakota. The top two seeds will receive a bye, as with COVID protocols, only six teams instead of eight will take part in the regional, and only teams in the MIAA Conference and the Northern Sun Conference will represent the region. The Central Region winner will advance to the Elite Eight, which will be held at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana, March 24th through the 27th. The Bearcats, who are ranked number one in the latest NABC NCAA Division II Top 25 poll, will be the number two seed in the region. Northwest will play the winner of the number three seed Washburn versus number six seed Missouri Western contests on Sunday. The number one seed Northern State will face the winner of the fourth-seeded MSU Moorhead versus Wayne State game on Sunday as well. For Northwest, they'll be taking part in their eighth consecutive and 21st NCAA tournament overall. It's Northwest's ninth trip to the NCAA tournament under 12th-year head coach Ben McCollum. Northwest owns an all-time NCAA tournament record of 29-20, winning the NCAA Division II National Championship in 2017 and 2019. Northwest captured its eighth straight MIAA regular season title in 2020 and 2021. And those games, again, will be this Saturday and Sunday, with the championship game in the regional set for Tuesday night. Creighton has lifted coach Greg McDermott's suspension for making what they said were racially insensitive remarks to his players during a post-game talk. McDermott twice used the term plantation as part of an analogy urging team unity. He apologized but was suspended last Thursday. Athletic director Bruce Rasmussen says the school understands that forgiveness must be earned and he's willing to work for it. McDermott will become active in a campus program designed to help participants better understand racism and create change. He'll return for this week's Big East tournament and the NCAA tournament that begins next week. And Les Miles is out as Kansas head football coach just days after he was placed on administrative leave amid sexual misconduct allegations from his tenure at LSU. Last week, LSU released a 148-page review by a law firm about the university's handling of sexual misconduct complaints. It described how Miles tried to sexualize the staff of student workers in the football program by, for instance, allegedly demanding that he wanted blondes with big breasts and pretty girls. Kansas announced Miles' departure Monday night, describing it as a mutual agreement to part ways. Miles has 3 years left on his original 5-year contract with Kansas. Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long said in a statement that he's extremely disappointed for the university, fans, and everyone involved with the football program, and that a search for a new coach has been launched and will be assisted by an outside firm. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.